Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Sud Bhaktaya, Namo Namaha. Namasvestam manamati sachiputram matra swarupam rupam dashugrajam urupurim maturim gostavatim radha kundam girivaram mahorarika madhavasam prapto yashipatita kripaya shigurum tam natosmi Ajanulam bhuto bhujo kanakavadato sankirtanaikapitaro kamalayatakso vishvambaro dvijavaro yugadharmapalo andijagapriyakaro karuna avataro anarpitachirim chirat karuna avatinapkalo Samarpaitam anuchvala rasam subhati shriyam Hari purat sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha Sada hridaya kakam desh purat ula sachinam Uttama adama kichuna bachira jachira dile kakola Kahe premananda e mona goranga hridaya dhariya bola Kuchu goranga kaha goranga laha goranga lana Bola goranga goranga kaha goranga laha goranga lana Kuchu goranga kaha goranga bache se hoya mara kana re je jana Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Vrajabalabhapahima. In his Dhanakeli Chintamani, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami he's offered prayers to Srila Rupa Goswami. Adhidhanas chinam dandhari damyache puna punaha Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Rajoham Sham Bhave Bhave. Adhidhanas Chanam Dhantar was strong like teeth. Again and again, Puna Punaha, I pray that I could just become a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, birth after birth. Nice prayer. Kavi Karnapur, in his Chaitanya Chandrulaya Natakam, he also offered some prayers to Rupa Goswami, very beautiful prayer, that my book, small book, okay, don't worry about it. He offers some very nice prayers to him. Priya sarupe, dayata sarupe, prema sarupe, sahaja birupe, nijanurupe, prabhu ekarupe, Tatana rupe swa vilasa rupe. He says that Mahaprabhu invested Rupa Goswami with divine love. Because priya surupe, daita surupe, he was very, very dear to Surup Damodar Goswami. Therefore, prema surupe, he gave him this prema. And because he alone was capable of describing Krishna's supreme form, he was the embodiment of love for the Lord, and he also possessed the natural physical beauty. And he says that in the matter of preaching the religion of divine love, he was the Lord's equal. An interesting thing. He was the equal of the Lord in preaching Krishna prema. He was thus empowered to explain the principles behind Krishna's pastimes. There's a commentary in Chaitanya Chandradayanatakam, which according to some persons was written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And we translated something of his commentary in this verse. He says some very interesting things. He asks the question that why in this verse, why Mahaprabhu does he choose to concentrate his mercy for preaching Braj Prem in Rupa Goswami? Why not Lord Nityananda? Why do we place so much special emphasis on Rupa Goswami? Why not Nityananda Prabhu? Why not Gadadhar Pandit, the incarnation of Srimati Radharani, or Srivas Thakur, or Murari Gupta, or Haridas Thakur, or so many other different devotees? A very good question. He says that even though so many other devotees like Surup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, they were also very qualified. He says that Mahaprabhu, he revealed his most intimate secrets to his very close companions in the same way that Srimati Radharani does before Purnamasi, Nandamukhi, and Vrindadevi. She considers those personalities to be her superiors or objects of reverence. She's a little shy before them, before Purnamasi and Vrindadevi, Nandamukhi. She doesn't speak her heart. And Vishwanath says that even before Lalita and Vishakha, they're a little bit older than her, or the same age, and Srimati Radharani also doesn't speak her most intimate heart, even before her pranasakis, her most dear companions, Lalita and Vishakha. He says, but Radharani doesn't have any such reservation when she's speaking her heart to her most confidential associate, Rupa Manjari. So he says that Rupa Goswami, he's none other than that Rupa Manjari, and therefore he gave alone his special mercy to Rupa Manjari, to Rupa Goswami. So we can read something in translation of this song we're singing. This is by Narahari Chakravarti from his Bhaktivedanta. He has two refrains in it. This is the first time I've ever sung this song, so we're not I'm so expert with it. We did one refrain. Jaya Moya Prana, Jaya, all glories to my heart, my life. Jaya Moya Prana, Sanatana Rupa. This is my life. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Gatan ke gati dao bhai, yoga yagya ke rupa. The last few days we spoke something in New Mayapur about the Sankirtan Yajna of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is an appropriate song to sing after that discussion. These two brothers, first of all, he says, they're the shelter of persons who have no other shelter. They're our shelter, who have no other hope. And he says that yoga, yagya ke yup, they're the yup, or the central pole in the yagya, the nam yagya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the yagya bhakti yoga. Vrindavana ke sahaja madhuri. He says that there you have a very nice well in Vrindavan, which is full of sweet nectar, the sweet nectar of divine prema. And that well is Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Prema sudha ke kup. Karuna sindhu, they're not just a well is a very finite thing, but they're an ocean. Karuna Sindhu, they're an ocean of mercy. Anatana Bandhu, they're the friends of those persons who have no other friends, who have no other master. Anatana Bandhu. Bhakta Sabha Ke Bhup. And in the assembly, the Vaishnavas, the devotees, they're the kings in that assembly. Bhakti Bhagavata Mattahi Acharan Kushala Sucharo Chamupa. Very nice rhyming poetry he's writing. He says that these two personalities, Rupa and Sanatana, they're great generals who lead the army of preachers, and the army of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they're always very expertly speaking about bhakti and the Bhagavatam. And this is our standard. We want to have a Vaishnava Sangha. And in a Vaishnava Sangha, will a Vaishnava think he's better than someone else? So the speaker, he's no better than the listeners. It's a Vaishnava Sangha. And everyone has some service. Everyone is doing something. Our Sangha of Hari Katha and Kirtan, as we often say, is something like the artik to the deities. The pujari is there in the morning offering artik to the deities, and he opens the curtains and he sees 50 Vaishnavas have come for the Mangal artik. And then maybe he starts thinking, yes, they all came to see me. Very good day. Maybe they'll give me some donation after the artik. He's thinking like that. If he thinks that way, he's a badmash. He's a rascal. Nonsense. They're coming to see the deity. And you're ruining the sanctity, the sacredness of that artik ceremony with your attitude. So similarly, in association devotees, satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Bhavanti Ritkarna Rasayana Katha. We want to hear some Rasayana Katha, which will give us life. Satam Prasangam. I think we were speaking of this yesterday, maybe, but not everyone was here. It's a very nice point. The verse describes that we want to hear these topics from pure devotees. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Artha Darshani, he says that Satam Prasangam has a second meaning also. It means pure devotees, but it also means pure katha. It means that we're a pujari. And we just do what we're supposed to do. It's a service. Our Guru Maharaj often used to say that the kirtan of the disciple is another name for hearing. His kirtan is another name for shravan. He hears from Guru, and then Guru says, now you go and you speak. But what kind of chanting does he do? He just repeats what he's heard from his guru. And Vishwanath says a very nice thing, satam prasangam. Why the prefix pra before the word sangha? Why not just satam sangam? Topics, divine topics. He says pra means something more. He says, what is satam sangam? Satam sangam means religious topics. You should be honest, Prabhuji. Be honest. Be vegetarian. You told me yesterday you were vegetarian. That's very good. Don't go to the movies. That's very bad. Be an honest person. Go to the temple. Chant your japa. Give money to the temple. That's very important. This is satam sangam. But satam prasangam means topics directly about Krishna. And in this matter, Rupa and Sanatan, they were great generals, great preachers in this regard, speaking directly about bhakti and about Bhagavan. Directly about Krishna Leela. We're Rupanugas. We should understand something about him. We should understand something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't come just to preach about reincarnation and vegetarianism. He came for something very, very deep and very profound. And that thing is given, is taught to us by Rupa Goswami. Bhuvana Chaturasa Vitira Bhima Lavati Yasa Rasanape Rasatup. The glories of these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, are spoken about throughout all the 14 worlds. And they're complete nectar for our tongue. He says, Charana Kamala Komala Raja Chayamitata Kalivada Dup. Very rhyming poem. He says that the dust of their lotus feet are the tilak. For all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They want to take the dust of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami's feet and use that for our tilak. In other words, the dust of their feet is how we identify ourselves. It's how we proclaim ourselves to the world, with the dust of their feet on our heads. Vyasa upasaka siddha upasi radha charana anup. They're very always siddha upasaka, worshipping Srila Vyasadeva very, very wonderfully. And radha charana anup. They're also worshipping Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. Oh, okay. Some chemicals. Jaya Mora Sadhu Shiromani Rupa Sanatan. Jaya Mora Sadhu. They're my sadhus. They're those personalities that I worship, that I give all respect to. And sadhu also means the word someone who cuts. They're that person who cuts my bondage in this material world by worshipping their lotus feet, by taking shelter of their katas, by becoming chastised by them. Jinke bhakti ikarasa nibani pita krishna radhatana. He says they're full of nectar love for Radha and Krishna. Binda bhanaki sahaja madhuri. Krishna Kuhn asked me a question when we were working on this. Some thought came to my mind just now. We were speaking something yesterday about why we chant Krishna Nam and not Gora Nam, not Radha Nam. And we were quoting some verses from Narada Pancharatra, which state that before one says the name Krishna, they should say Radha. And if you do the opposite, you get a terrible reaction. So she was looking at the song there, and she said, why? In this line here, it says, Pritta Krishna Radha Tana. Why is Krishna's name first? Because I would suggest one possible reason for this, and Vaishnavas can correct me, because they're so intimate with Srimati Radharani. They know her desire. Some people, they think that worshipping Radharani means running around chanting Radhe, 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 but it doesn't. Some people think that worshipping Gurudev means going around chanting our Gurudev's name on our beads or something, but it's not. What is it? Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says, how does it begin? Jadi? He says, you know this verse, Kabuji? If you love me, you love my instructions. So Tipshi Kabu knows all the verses. Very good. I have this. It's so nice. If you love me, you love my instructions. He says, Tabe Krishna Vyati Rikta Naga Ibeyar. Chant Krishna's name. Don't chant anyone else's name. So, Rupa Goswami, he's chanting Krishna's name before Radha's name. Someone may protest, hey, whoop, you're wrong. Narada Pancharatra, it says you shouldn't do like that. But he's Rupa Manjari. And he puts Radharani's pleasure by giving Krishna's name first before Radha's name. One possible explanation for that, I don't know. So he goes on to sing. Vrindavana ke sahaja madhuri roma roma sukha gatana. These two brothers are always tasting the nectar sweetness of living in Vrindavan. Sabateji kunja keli bhaji aharnishi ati anuraga radhatan. Their hairs are always standing on end in ecstasy. They're giving up everything. This is the renunciation of our Goswamis. This is a very, very deep subject, their renunciation. It's not like renunciation we see sometimes in our devotee community, where someone wants to get some respect or something, so they put on some orange cloth or something. the renunciation of Rupa and Sanatana and Raghunath Das Goswami was something which is Urdguna. It rose like a volcano coming up out of the heart. And it was something which came up as a result of their natural attachment for Krishna and their ecstasy. It has a very deep purport. It's not something that we cultivate. In fact, Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Jiva Goswami in his Durga Sangamani commentary, he says that tapasya can be bad for bhakti. It makes one's heart hard. So we don't cultivate tapasya. We were describing yesterday. Jnana karma adi anabritam. It shouldn't cover bhakti in one of two ways, thinking it's the goal or thinking one has to do this tapasya, otherwise they can't get bhakti. So they were very natural in that. They gave up everything to live in Vrindavan, day and night. Aharnishi ati anurada radhatana. They were just meditating on Radhika's love for Krishna. Karuna sindhu Krishna chaitanya ke kripa phalidau bratana. Tina binu vyasa anatana jese sukitarubhara patan. Narahari Chakravarti is a very great poet, very, very beautiful his poetry. He says that these two brothers, Krishna Chaitanya K, by their mercy, they brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Karuna Sindhu, who is the ocean of mercy. And he says, without these two brothers, I have no hope. I have no master. They're my everything. He says, without these two brothers, Jaysay Sukha Taruvara Patana, the tree of my happiness is broken and fallen down to the ground. I hope all of you please forgive me. This is such a wonderful topic to try to speak about Rupa Goswami, and we have no qualification for that. Only one qualification we have. Once I told our revered spiritual master, I said, "Well, I'm afraid to go overseas." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because they asked me to give class a lot." He said, "They ask, you should give." I said, "Well, what's the point? I'm a conditioned soul. What's the benefit of that?" He said, "No, if someone asks you, you must. You have no choice." And then he said, when you speak, you just repeat what you've heard from your guru and the previous acharyas. And he jammed his finger really hard in my chest. And he said, "You don't think it belongs to you." So we'd like to just try to do some service for everyone today. Please forgive me for not so qualified for this. So... when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took and introduced Rupa Goswami to the devotees in Puri. At that time, Rupa, he offered his obeisances to all the devotees. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Advaita in Nittai, Advaita Nityananda Kumara Dvijaye Abukahe Rupe Kripa Kore Kaya Mane Hare Krishna Hare Krishna with no reservation, you should give all your mercy to Rupa Goswami. He's telling us the Lord Nityananda, Balarama Heno Nitai, who is Lord Balaram himself, was Premdatta Nityananda, the giver of Prem. And he's telling this to Advaita Acharya, who very confidential ways, the incarnation of Gopishwar Mahadev, he was saying yesterday, the guardian of the Ras Leela and Braj. Omaduna Kripa Se Hara Haro Pachaki Yadin Divari Se Pare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram. By your mercy, may Rupa Goswami become so powerful that he'll be able to describe the very intimate mellows of bhakti. So we say, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, that Rupa Goswami, he established, he knew the Mano Bhishta, the inner mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Stapitam Jena Bhutale. He gave that thing here on this earth planet. Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swa, Padantikam. we offer this pranam mantra to Rupa Goswami, who's Rupa Manjari, who knows the innermost heart of Srimati Radhika, because Radha Baba Dyuti, Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's in the mood of Radha. And Rupa Goswami's come to help him establish that very, very intimate mood. Mm-hmm. So, in the early days, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami is known as Sri Amarda Dev. Mm-hmm. And Rupa Goswami is known as Sri Santosh Dev. And at that time, they were living in northern Bengal, it's now West Bengal, in a place called Ramakeli. And we went and visited that place a few years ago and wrote something about it in one of our magazines about the Bhagavatam. And before Rupa and Sanatana had ever met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were reading the Bhagavatam day and night. They'd established there in Ramakeli a kind of Nava Vrindavan, Gupta Vrindavan. They'd taken many tamal trees and Keli Kadamba trees, different trees that grow in Braj, and planted them in different places. They excavated different kuns and made a Radha kun and Shama kun, a Leetha kun and Vishaka kun, kuns for all the different sakis and different manjaris. Those kuns, most are still there today. They had a deity they were worshipping, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, who's also still there today. A very, very special place. So the king of Gaudadesh, Hussein Shah Bhatta, he heard about these two brothers. And the Molabai, the guru of Hussein Shah, who was supposed to be capable of seeing in the future, he told him about these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana. Because one day Hussein Shah asked him that what is going to be the future of our kingdom? What is the prosperity? How can I make my kingdom very prosperous? And that Molabai, he said, there are two very extremely learned Brahmins. And these two Brahmins, Sri Amar Dev and Santosh Dev, they were expert in all the Shastras. They knew Sanskrit very fluently, and Bengali they knew, Arabic, they knew all the local languages. They're very, very learned, and people from all around were coming to hear from them. So that Molabai said that if you appoint these two as your ministers, then you'll get a very, very opulent kingdom. Mm-hmm. So he made Sanatana Goswami Sakar Malik. Sakar Malik is a title, and he was called that. It's not actually his name. Mm-hmm. His name was Amar Dev. But he got that name. Sakar Malik means the prime minister. And Rupa Goswami, who at that time was known as Santosh Dev, became known as the Birkash, who is the personal minister, or the private secretary of Nawab Hussein Shah. And those two brothers, they were always absorbed in speaking and thinking about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He said that Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they would sit and they would cry in the Nava Vrindavan forest and meditate on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. They were hearing about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were always meditating on how they can get shelter of his lotus feet. They wrote him a letter, and finally, in the year 1514, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left Jagannath Puri for Vrindavan. But he took a very unusual route. He wasn't actually going to Vrindavan. He was going to a different Vrindavan, another Vrindavan in Ramakeli, because he went way out of the way. If you think about the geography of India, from Orissa, if he wanted to go in a straight line, he wouldn't go. He went to the east to go through West Bengal and then north. He went way long direction out of his way, because he wanted to go to see Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Ramakeli, there were thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions even, of people with him. And one policeman, one chokidar, he came to Nawab Hussein Shah, and he said, "Nawab, there's a very great personality who's come here, and he's come to bless your kingdom." So the Nawab, somehow he had some understanding that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he called for Rupa and Sanatana and asked him about Mahaprabhu. And he told him, yes, this personality who's come here, he's the supreme personality of Godhead. And he's taken birth in your country due to your very good fortune. And by his grace, everything will be successful. So Nawab Hussain Shah, he considered that Mahaprabhu was Bhagavan because of the teaching of Rupa and Sanatan. And it's a long discussion. We know that Rupa and Sanatan, in the dead of night, Dabir Khas and Sakara Malik, their physicians at that time, they went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And first they met Nityananda Prabhu, and his sitting place is still there. They have a special small temple where Lord Nityananda sat down there in Ramakeli. And they met with Haridas Thakur. And they came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in a very, very humble mood. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they brought them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Krishnadas Kabras Goswami describes their behavior. We got Great humility was strong in their teeth. They came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They bound a cloth around their neck, also a sign of great humility. And they fell down on the ground offering dandavats to Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu saw them offering dandavats like that, he became very pleased, seeing their humility. And he asked them to get up, and he told them, offered them all good fortune. And at that time, they began offering prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Joya More, Patita Pavana Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. To Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Dhoyamoy. So very, very merciful. Patita Pavana Jaya, Jaya Mahashoy. You're the deliverer of the fallen. All glories to you. Chajati Nisha Sangi Kore Nisha Kaj Mara Vrishi Prabhu Kare Vasudai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 They introduced themselves to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We were singing this song the other day, as a simple, similar purport. Goranga Karuna Koro. Goranga Karuna Koro. How many of you work a job? Some occupation, some job you work? Raise your hand. Anybody here? So could you imagine going for a job interview? And they ask you in a job interview, what is your qualification? And you tell them, well, to tell you the truth, I'm the most useless person in the whole world. You wouldn't get the job. But for this job, this is the qualification. Haridas Thakur sings a similar thing in Harinam Chintamani. Amita Dhamma Tumi Adhamma Tura Umaye Sambandha E Patita Pavanahe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Amita Dhamma. This is my sarup. This is a mantra revealing our sarup. Ami ta adama. I'm fallen. That's who I am. And it also reveals my service to the Supreme Lord, my relationship with Him, my sambandha. Ami ta adama, tumi adama tarana. You're adama tarana. You're the deliverer of the fallen. Ubaye sambandhe. This is our relationship, O patita pavan, O deliverer of the fallen. So, Rupa and Sanatan, they came before Mahaprabhu in this way. They said, Nicha Jati, we're very fallen. Nicha Sangi, We've been associating with very fallen people. Kori Nitsha Kaj, we're doing very, very low-class work. Tomara Agriti, we're coming before you very ashamed. We're not coming before in a very proud way. Sometimes we see people come before Sadhu. Maharaj, will you give me initiation? And you'll be lucky if you initiate me. I'm a Gurukuli, yes. And I follow at least three of the principles, but I'm going to be very lucky, and I have lots of money, and I'm very learned. So you'll be very happy if you get a disciple like me. That's not the way that we approach Sadhu Guru. Rupa and Sanatana pray. Matulio nasi papatma. This is a verse from Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. My dear Lord, let me inform you, there's no one more sinful than us. Nor is there any offender like us. Even if we wanted to mention our sinful activities, we'd be ashamed. Patita Pavana is the Paravata. I'm a pint of the day, but he does not. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. My dear Lord, you came here to deliver the most fallen souls, but you should know there's no one. Mosamo Patita Prabhu, Nahi Tribhuvani. No one as fallen as us in all the three worlds. They said, you delivered Jagai and Madai, but Jagai and Madai will be political to be soon. Come up and be the happy Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hoy te koti koti goon. We're tens and tens of millions. Koti means 10 million. We're koti koti. Tens and hundreds of millions of times more fallen and useless, more sinful than Jagai and Madai. How can they say that? Rupa and Sanatan, they considered this for several reasons. One, that although Jagai and Madai were addicted to sinful activities, in other ways their lives were very brilliant. They were Brahmins, and they lived, they took birth in Navadvipa. And Brahmins, by nature, they're pious. And they felt that although Jagai and Madai had performed many, many sinful activities, they could become free from that sin by chanting the Lord's names, which they did very easily. But they felt that Jagai and Madai were better than them, because Jagai and Madai, they never accepted service from anyone. But Rupa and Sanatan, they felt very fallen. We were accepting service from so many different people, whereas Jagai and Madai weren't doing that. And more than that, Rupa and Sanatan, they stated, Malecha jati malecha sedi paramati kama Ramana drohi sami amara chandama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We belong to the category of meat-eaters and malechas because we're the servants of meat-eaters and malechas. Jagai and Madai, they never did that. They never served the Muslims in the way that we're serving. We're more fallen than them. Because we always associate with such people. They said, then we're go Brahmana Drohi. We're the enemies of the Brahmins and the cows. Why are they saying like that? Not mentioned, but there's a very terrible purport. Because Nawab Hussein Shah was killing the cows and killing the Brahmins. And Rupa and Sanatana is saying, we were serving them. Mora karma, mora hate, gave my dia. Each time I start, I say, the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Because of our sinful activities, mora karma, mora hate, our hands and neck, galai bhandiya, our hands and necks are bound. And we've been thrown into a ditch of stool, and we're suffering. No one in the free world is as powerful as you. You can save us. You alone are the savior of the fallen. Therefore, only you can deliver us. If by your strength you deliver us, then your name of Patit Pavan will really be correct. Jai Jai Roya Namori Re Adi Dadi Ya Ita Pavana Nama Kisera Hari Ya Jai Roya Namori Re Patita Adi. If you don't want to give me your mercy because you see he's too fallen, then we have to change your name. You're not Patit Pavan. He's not Patit Pavan Goda Hari. He's Uttam Pavan Goda Hari. Shrestha Pavan Goda Hari. He saves the very high class people. But you're not really the savior of the fallen if you don't save me, because I'm the most fallen. So these are the prayers of Rupa and Sanatan. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he told him, okay, dire dire. Stop, stop. It was becoming painful for him to hear that. And he told them, Aji hoite dunhar nam, rupa sanatan, danya chara tomar daini, fata moraman. From this day on, I'm changing your names. And now you'll be known as Rupa and Sanatan. So we consider that Rupa and Sanatan were directly initiated in that sense by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, now please, stop this humility stuff, because it's causing so much pain in my heart. And Mahaprabhu told Rupa and Sanatan, he said, I got your letters, and I can understand your hearts. In order to teach you, I wrote one verse, which I sent you. A nice verse. Para vasanaini nari vyagrapi grihakarma su tari vasya dadaityantar navasanga rasayanam. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, then, if she has that attachment, then she's going to be very busy doing her household affairs. But secretly, within her heart, she's always thinking about her paramour. So, indirectly, Mahaprabhu then was teaching them, this is what you should do. And this is the renunciation of our Goswamis. This is the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. He wanted to join the Hare Krishna movement. He was a young, passionate boy. And Mahaprabhu told him, don't be pukkul. Don't be crazy. You go home. Stay with your family. Stay with your wife. And let Krishna make an arrangement. That's the Vaishnava way. The Vaishnavas, they're not like Adolf Hitler or some big warrior, some person who's going to go and fight with people. They're not doing jihad with someone. They let Krishna worry about that. And they just behave in a very, very humble way. And they absorb themselves in Krishna enough. And let Krishna take care. And Krishna will make all arrangements. And Krishna did. For Rupa and Sanatan. And he made arrangements for Raghunath Das Goswami. So Mahaprabhu told him, he said, that you go home and don't worry about anything. And he put his two hands on their heads. And then they placed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet on their heads. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees to be merciful and to deliver them. And Rupa and Sanatan gave some advice to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time. He said, don't go to Vrindavan with such a crowd of people. This also has a deep purport. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radhika. He's Krishna, but he wants to taste Radha Bhav. And Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they're in their Manjari Bhav, they're explaining to him how to enter into that Vrindavan. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he displayed two pastimes. Speaking about. He had his Gambira Leela in Puri and his pastimes with the Jagannath Mandir. His public face with the Jagannath Mandir and a private side with only a few persons in the Gambira. And so this is how we go to Vrindavan. And this is how we should develop our bhakti. We were singing this song yesterday about Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Jagya. A Jagya Kali Kali Deha Gari Gari. This Jagya is a Jagya for Kali Yuga. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we told the devotees, A Jagya Kali Kali, this is a Yuga for this age, Deha Gari Gari. And you take this Jagya and you go house to house. And we were commenting how Mahaprabhu didn't tell them, Deha Mandire Mandire, go temple to temple. But he said, you go house to house. Because the temple's another thing. Temple's for public religion. And we don't express the very intimate things in that place. We need to have some intimacy. It's very important. And this movement is better spread in people's homes. And that's our humble feeling. So we'd like to try to say something about Rupa Goswami tonight. With the Tikshi Prabhu's permission, Mother Jayanti Shri, we can say a little something we heard from Guru Maharaj. Yeah, Prabhuji, maybe many of the devotees here haven't heard this thing. We say that Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Sapitam Jena Bhutale, that Rupa Goswami, he established the Manobhishta, the inner mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But a question arises in this regard. When Rupa Goswami came to Jagannath Puri on his way, he went to Bhubaneswar. And after Bhubaneswar, he went to a very ancient village, which at that time was known as Satyabhamapur. It's still known as Satyabhamapur. And according to the local tradition in that village, there is an ancient deity, a Satyabhama deity, who's being worshipped in that village before Rupa Goswami came. That's very interesting in light of the things Rupa Goswami says. So Rupa Goswami, when he was staying there in that place that evening, he had a dream. And Satyabhama Devi came to him. Now, we may question why Satyabhama is coming to Rupa Goswami. Satyabhama is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. The Mahishis in Dwarka, they're expansions of the gopis of Braj. Why not Srimati Radharani herself? Because Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. That's another thing. We'll see if we can try to answer this toward the end. So Rupa Goswami had this dream, and Satyabhama Devi told him that you should write two dramas. You should write one about Braj Leela and another drama about Dwarka Leela. And then when Rupa Goswami went to Jagannath Puri, he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu instructed him, Krishna ne bahiri nahi, koriya braja haite, braja chari, Krishna kabu na yana kahante. He also told him, you write two dramas. It was confirmed by Mahaprabhu. And he told him at that time, Vrindavana purtiga padi kam da gachati. But in your dramas, don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. You shouldn't do that. That was the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rupa Goswami wrote Vidagdha Madhav. And Vidagdha Madhav is all about Braj Leela. And he wrote Lalita Madhav. And in Lalita Madhav, there's a wonderful description of Braj Leela. In the second act, it describes how Srimati Radharani, along with Lalita and Vishakha, were meeting with Krishna in a private kunj. And Krishna was there, and suddenly Mankara came there, Radharani's little senile grandmother. And she doesn't see very well either. When she saw Krishna there, she became very, very angry. And she started chastising him. Hey, black snake, you keep away from my granddaughter. And Krishna, Madhavmangal was also there at the time. And Krishna at that time, he turned to Madhavmangal. And he said, oh, bhai, Gokula kula jadapinam purasuva apiyata pramadyati stutir api mahamuninam madura padamam sakena tata. My dear friend, the sweet words of the sages and the Vedic literature don't give me as much pleasure as the harsh words of these old ladies of Braj give me. Krishna got some pleasure, but he was also afraid of her. So he started slipping away. She said, hey, where are you going? I'll find you. And Krishna slipped into the dark forest, and she went looking for him. And suddenly Lalita and Vishakha and Radha could hear Mukher's words. He said, "Oh Krishna, I don't like this form of yours. We've heard from Gargamuni that sometimes you manifest different forms." This is the writing of Rupa Goswami. We can say something about Rupa Goswami, but we should also examine his mind and what he's written. So we'd like to do a little something of that this evening and analyze something from the Lika Madhu. So she said, "This, I don't like this very terrible demoniac form that you've manifested." And Lalita, looking over in that direction, she said, "You foolish woman, that's not Krishna. That's some terrible demon." That demon's name was Shankarchuda. And he was working for Kubera. And one day he stole a very valuable jewel from Kubera, which became later known as the Shankarchuda, or the Shamantaka jewel. Thank you. So he was there, and suddenly Shankarchuda came out from the trees. And he grabbed Srimati Radharani by the hair. This is what Rupa Goswami says. He grabbed her by the hair and started dragging her away. And at that time, Radharani and the gopis, they started calling out for Krishna. And Krishna came running there. And Rupa Goswami gives a beautiful description of what Krishna said at that time when he saw Shankarchuda dragging Radharani away by the hair. Krishna became a little angry. Radha paradani mihustvayan nasastim chakno nikartum akalam guru esha keda sarvangine amabhidavati lupta dharma tvam mukti kala rajani vata kim karishye. With great chivalrous pride, Krishna said, "I feel great pain in my heart. O wicked demon, who is so offensive to Srimati Radharani, I'm feeling great pain because I won't be able to get all of eternity to torture you. You should know that now the black knight of death, Krishna, is chasing you. How will I be able to torture you forever if you merely die?" This is Krishna's comment. And then he grabs Shankarchuda, and Rupa Goswami says he hit him thousands of times and killed Shankarchuda. And then he took that Shamantaka jewel and he turned to give it to Radharani. And then just at that time, Balaram happened to show up. And Krishna became a little shy because he doesn't have exchanges with Radhika in front of Balaram. So Krishna took that jewel and said, "Oh, Dauji, Balaram, you take this." Balaram, he's an antaranga bhakta. He's very internal. He knows the mood of Krishna. He didn't say anything. He took the jewel, and then behind his back, he gave it to Srimati Radharani. So Rupa Goswami, in the second act, he speaks about this pastime of Shankarchuda coming and kidnapping Srimati Radharani and Krishna killing her. And then in the third act, he describes how Akura came to Vrindavan and he took Krishna and Balaram away. And as they were leaving, Rupa Goswami, he describes the words of Brinda Devi when she sees Krishna and Balaram leaving. Labdha brahmena harata hari sarvarisham vinyasyata cha viraha tvamakala kutam ha gandhani tanuja mandara budharena vikshobita pitula gokula sagaroyam. She's crying. And she said that, "Alas, by churning the great ocean of Gokul, the Mandara mountain of Krishna, just like the demons and the devas, they churn the ocean of nectar using the Mandara mountain as a rod." So she says that by churning the great ocean of Gokul, the Mandara mountain of Akrura has taken away the moon of Krishna. And what happened when the moon came out of the ocean of nectar? It created the Kalakuta poison, a very terrible poison. She said, so Akura has created the Kalakuta poison of the Brajbasi's anguish separation from Krishna. So at that time, Srimati Radharani, she became Divyonmada. She became mad in a divine way. And her madness consisted of Urguna, different uncontrollable giddiness, and chitra jalpa, different mad types of speech. And Rupa Goswami describes something very difficult to understand. He says that after Krishna left, Shama Viraha Unmadani, Srimati Radharani became mad in separation, and along with her intimate Sakhi Vishaka, she walked to the Kalindi, the Jamuna River, and she jumped into the Jamuna and she drowned herself. She committed suicide. And at that time, Lalita was there and she began to cry, Nauna Hado Utida, Nauna Hado Utida, never to rise again, never to rise again. So our Guru Maharaj, she raised the question then. He said that how is it that Rupa Goswami, he's speaking about this thing? Rupa Goswami's mood, his purpose, is to bring Radha and Krishna together, to have Milan, union. But now Radharani, he's writing this drama, and Radharani, Krishna's left Vrindavan, and Radharani's committed suicide. Is that a nice thing? What kind of drama is this? What kind of horrible, unspeakable thing has Rupa Goswami written? And how do we understand if Rupa Goswami knows the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can we accept that he's written that Krishna left Vrindavan? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Vrindavana Paristhika Padikam Nagachati. Don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So this is the question our spiritual master raised. How do we understand that he's Sri Chaitanya Manobhishta? He understands the inner mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can we say that if he directly disobeyed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, then we have to understand this thing according to tattva vichar, according to the absolute consideration, not aparavichar, or the apparent consideration. By the apparent consideration, it seems that Rupa Goswami disobeyed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we have to look very deep. And we should examine on this wonderful day, this very sacred day, Rupa Goswami's disappearance, we should meditate on him. Why should we meditate on Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that the devotees, they should meditate on some Braja associate of the Lord. And by meditating on that personality and understanding the mood of that personality and praying to them, getting their mercy, they can enter into that lila. So just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya avatar, so very, very merciful, Uttama Adama Kichina Bhachida. He doesn't consider who's fallen, who's elevated. He gives Krishna's mercy to everyone. So similarly, those same Braj associates have come with him in a more merciful way, and we can meditate upon them. And therefore, in our Vaishnava calendar, we have these appearance and disappearance days, and we want to meditate on these personalities and try to think of their mood, try to think of their bhav, and this way pray for their mercy. So we should think on this day about Rupa Goswami. So at that time, Lalita, she told Makara that, oh, I should go and give the news about this to some of the other persons. And she left. And she went straight to Govardhan Hill. She climbed up on Govardhan Hill, which was quite a bit bigger at that time, I think. And she jumped off and committed suicide. And then seeing all this and hearing these things, Makara, she also went to drown herself in the Jamuna. At that time, there was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky that said, Makara, don't drown yourself. In the future, you're going to enjoy a festival of great happiness. So we know, Krishna then he went to Mathura and he killed Chanura and Mushtika. He took Upanayanam from Sandapani Muni, Sandapurnamasi, and for Guru Dakshina, he rescued the son of Sandapani Muni. Who was that son of Sandapani Muni? He was Madhu Mangal, according to Rupa Goswami. And meanwhile, Rukmi, he'd heard something about Srimati Radha, about Chandravali, from Shuta Shravadevi. Shuta Shravadevi was the mother of Sishupal, and she was living in Braj, and he'd heard from her that Chandravali was there. So Rukmi kidnapped Chandravali and took her to the kingdom of Kundina. And no one stopped Rukmi, because Krishna, he had gone in Mathura, and Govardhan Mulak, the so-called husband of Chandravali, he recently passed away. So then Rupa Goswami says that different kings, they heard from Narad Muni, who's always causing troubles, that their daughters who had been taken away were actually different gopis of Braj. And so King Nagnajit came and took Padma, the king of Madhura took Sham, the king of Kiara took Bhadradevi, the king of Saidya took Saidyadevi. In this way, they took all the gopis. And then Banasura, he kidnapped the other 16,000 gopis who had been doing Katyayani Brata. Now, this is a very amazing thing. Rupa Goswami, in Lalita Madhavan, he says something, a very deep thing. We've seen sometimes devotees don't understand this Lalita Madhavan. It's not an easy thing. I once asked our Guru Maharaj, how can I understand this Lalita Madhavan and Radharani's committing suicide? And our Guru Maharaj said, hey Baba, this is a very difficult book to understand. We have to read what Rupa Goswami says and contemplate very deeply on it and not speculate. And some people, they say that this, he says in Lalita Madhava, that those 16,000 gopis that Banasura kidnapped were later freed by Krishna, and they became the 16,000 Mahishis, or queens, in Dwarka. And some people say that they weren't actually the original gopis, but there was some expansion. But Rupa Goswami says something different. Sudammae tada muhada muhado jam chandahanu pahudinam kana a bisha pahudinam kana a ekatattavi vigahidin vina javati tavadam eka vigahada sambihanam ma'ai tehe pabham siddham haudu pajato. He said that all of these gopis who are headed by Chandrabhanu's daughter, Chandravali, and the queens of Dwarka, they're all expansions of the same potency. He says, but now, we've heard that their forms are separate and distinct, but now it's said that with the aid of Yoga Maya, each gopi is identical. They're non-different from those queens, those specific queens. This is said again in the fifth act of Lalita Madhava. Narad Muni says the same thing, that the girls of Braj were overwhelmed with love for Krishna, and to please them, to reunite them, Yoga Maya transferred them into the women in Dwarka. And he said now they think that their previous existence in Braj was like a long dream and wasn't real. He said they were exactly the gopis, exactly non-different. So, meanwhile, Rukmi, he kidnapped Chandravali, and his father, Maharaj Bhishmaka, he gave her a new name. She became known as Rukmini. And Rukmi, he wanted his sister to marry Sishupal. And Sishupal, he wrote a proposal, a love letter to Rukmini. He said, Pranayoda Magosha Nandane, Sishupale Tava Yavantite, Nada Deva Vare Shutashravo, Hridayanandi Gune Vijimbatam. May your love for the youthful Sishupal, who's the best of kings, and whose great virtues delight his father, Dama Ghosh, awaken in you. Rukmini, she got that letter, and she took her pen, and she scratched out a few letters, changed 5 words in the letter, and sent it back. Pranayo mama gosha nandane pasupali navayo vananchite paradeva vari drutta shravo hridayanandi gune vijimbatam. She said, I've fallen in love with a young cowherd boy who's the son of a cowherd. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. And hearing of his transcendental qualities, it fills the heart with transcendental bliss. And then Rukmini, she wrote a letter, which she sent with a Brahmin named Sunanda to Krishna. Achyutam nirasya rasitai patipaksham rajahamsa nukarambam Krishna ganasam ritais sisitam chandakavitim simcha. O dark cloud, Krishna, with the sound of your thunder, please quickly chase away the enemy rajahamsa swans and sprinkle your nectar rain on this thirsty chandakaviti bird. Very beautiful poetry. Rupa Goswami is the greatest poet. Mm-hmm. And there's another meaning to this, that Krishna's Ghanasyam, he's like a dark cloud. And he's saying that there's a Chandrakavati bird. Those Chandrakavati birds, they only like to drink from the rain cloud. But now this Chandrakavati bird is being harassed by some Raja Hungsa swans in the form of Sishupal and these other kings. So you please come, and with your dark cloud and the thunder, you scare away these Raja Hungsa swans, and give your shower your nectar down upon this Chandrakavati bird. But Krishna wrote back, and he said, Nikila Sikini Nayanapi Sukhani Jatyasita Pangini Ramayati Krishna Sugano Vrindavana Gandanir Eva. He said, the black cloud of Krishna brings happiness to the Sikini birds who gaze at him from the corners of their dark eyes. He delights those fragrant Sikini birds of the Vrindavan forest. In other words, my dear young lady, I'm sorry, but no. Because I belong to the gopis of Braj. Krishna didn't understand that Rukmini was actually Chandravali. So then later, Krishna's devotees, Kratta and Kaushika, they asked Krishna to come and to kidnap Rukmini. There was a tradition in Maharaj Bhishmaka's family that at the weddings of the queens, the princesses, they would first go for darshan and Bhadrakali in the temple. And Rukmi, he'd arrange for a sacrifice to be offered with 10 million oblations of ghee. That's a lot of ghee. And it was a huge, huge fire pit. So Krishna agreed to the proposal of Kratta and Kaushika to go and kidnap Rukmini. But he got there and he saw, oh, heavy security. What can I do to go inside? So then he said, Garuda was with him at that time. He said, oh, I'll take help of my youthful days as the best of dancers. I'll dress up like a dancer. And so Krishna and Garuda dressed themselves up as dancers. And they entered into the assembly there. And when they went into that assembly, it's a very nice thing, Garuda tells Krishna, they were standing there, and then suddenly Chandravali, Rukmini, she came walking into the assembly. And Garuda, when he saw the beauty of Rukmini, he, I guess like a lot of men do, he kind of jammed his elbow in Krishna's ribs and said, hey, look at her. Yeah. She's really beautiful. And Krishna glanced over at her. Krishna Saki Bhavatu. Krishna said, yes, it's true. Kine tena yad esha rupa matrina naharyo hari. Yes, it's true. He says, but my friend, you should know, Krishna's not enchanted by mere beauty. Krishna's not attracted just by some physical beauty. So, at that time, Rukmini, she was surrounded by a number of elderly ladies going to that yajna, and Rukmini was thinking to herself, my brother has become my enemy. And my beloved Lord Krishna has forgotten me. And the auspicious goddess Durga, she's ignoring me. She thought, cruel fate is against me. So then Rukmini, she began to pray to Durga to get Krishna as her husband in some future life. So at that time, she turned to her friend, her Sakhi Madhavi, and she told her that, you please take care of that tamal tree that I brought from Vrindavan. It has a meaning to it, that she was about to commit suicide. And then suddenly Garuda recognized, hey, Krishna, that's Chandravali. And Krishna saw, yes. And he saw that Chandravali was coming closer to the fire, and Krishna could understand Chandravali was about to jump into that sacrificial fire pit to commit suicide. So Krishna went running over there, and he grabbed Chandravali by the hand. And Chandravali became very annoyed, and she thought it was her companion, Bhadra. And she said, let go of me, you nonsense. And she grabbed the hand that was holding her. She felt that. Doesn't feel like my girlfriend. This is a very strong, masculine hand. And she turned and saw Krishna's face. and she fainted in ecstasy. And then we know, Srila Prabhupada describes very nicely, that Krishna took her on the chariot, this is a very nice verse. At that time, in the midst of all those different armies on both sides, Rupa Goswami says a very beautiful thing. I don't know if I can find it. Krishna, at that time, he picked up his conch shell, and in a very valiant, very heroic way, he began to loudly blow that conch shell. But when he put that conch shell to his lips, Rupa Goswami says that suddenly Krishna became stunned in ecstasy because he was remembering the breast of Mother Yashoda. So for anyone who has a doubt, Krishna is not a brahmachari, Krishna is a mamachari. Even in the midst of these armies, Rupa Goswami says such a nice thing. So then Prabhupada says an interesting thing in one lecture. He says that how is it that Krishna was fighting with them? He had no chariot driver. He says, don't underestimate Rukmini. Rukmini, she became the chariot driver for Krishna. And all the kings are throwing arrows and things, and Rukmini was guiding the horses, and Krishna was shooting back at all of them. And we know Krishna defeated all of them. And then Maharaj Bhishmaka, he came, and he said to Krishna, Ayamiha kila kanya bandavanam nibandaha samuchita iti lakshmikanta vigyapayami mamaduhitur anugyalohanganaranganaya katamati na parashyapani sanguvideyata. O husband of the goddess of fortune, we're very happy, Krishna, you're going to marry our daughter. But we have one request. You can marry her, but our one request is that you make a vow that you'll never marry anyone else. This is Rupa Goswami's love story, Lalita Madhav. What kind of story is this? Krishna leaves Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani commits suicide, and then Krishna marries Chandravali and makes a vow, I'll not marry anyone else. Is it a nice book? How can we understand and appreciate? Krishna said, Rajam Tatastu? Yes, King, so be it. So Krishna got married. Rupa Goswami says, meanwhile, Kalindi, she took Radharani and Vishakha when they committed suicide in Jamuna to her father, Suryadev. And when Radharani came before the sun god, she's always worshipping the sun god there at Suryakund. She wanted to give something to him. So she didn't have him. But she remembered, I have that jewel that was on the head of Shankachuda demon. So she gave that jewel like it was a flower to Suryadev. And then Suryadev gave that jewel, which became known as a Shamantaka jewel, along with Srimati Radharani, to Satyajit. And Radharani became known as Satyabhama. You remember Satyabhamapur? Rupa Goswami had a dream of Satyabhama Devi. And that place, very interesting thing, that place is known, they say, as Satyabhamapur before Rupa Goswami came there. They say that the deity was there before Rupa Goswami came there. So many things happened. We know that Satyajit, he blasphemed Krishna. He accused Krishna that he killed his brother Prasena. And actually, Jambavan, he'd killed, a lion had killed Prasena, then Jambavan killed that lion. And Jambavan took that Shamantaka jewel. And then later on, Krishna rescued that Shamantaka jewel. And so then Uddhava, he recommended to Satyajit that, look, you made some big mistake. So you should give this jewel and your daughter to Krishna. Now, he was a little attached. He didn't want to give the jewel to Krishna. But he sent his mother, Brita Devi, to give Radha Satyabhama, we'll call her like that, to Krishna. So Radharani was feeling very sad because she's attached to Krishna. Now she's supposed to marry some fellow she's never heard of before, never met, some fellow named Dwarkadish. So she went there to the palace and she was feeling very, very depressed. At that time, Krishna wasn't there. But Rukmini was there. And when Rukmini saw this very beautiful girl with Vridadevi, she didn't, by Yogamaya's potency, she didn't recognize that this is her, Rupa Goswami says, her cousin. That actually Radharani and Chandravali are cousins. She didn't recognize her own cousin. And when she saw her, she became a little nervous. She thought, oh, if my husband sees her, it's not going to be good. This is a very bad thing. What am I going to do? But she saw that this girl, the daughter of Brinda Devi, and Satyabhama, looked very depressed. And she was looking down at the ground. So, Rukmini, she asked her, my dear lady, what's wrong? And Satyabhama said that, well, my mother is bringing me here to get married to this Dwarkadish fellow. But you're a girl, you understand this. I already gave my heart to someone else. How can I marry your Dwarkadish? What can I do? And Rukmini said, it's okay, we'll figure something out, don't worry. And then Satyabhama Radha said, if you want to give me some happiness, then please give me some place to stay where I don't even have to hear the syllables, man, or I won't see any male person. And Rukmini Chandravali, she was thinking, we can make some arrangement for that. Very good. So there was a garden called Navabrindavan, which had been made by Vishwakarma. And that garden was, it's mentioned by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's mentioned by Raghunath Das Goswami in Mukta Charit, and it's mentioned in several places by Rupa Goswami in Ujjal Nilamani. It actually is a very significant concept, and we may say significant place, and we'd like to try to help bring you to that place, if we can, at the end of our discussion, and explain why. Krishna was feeling separation from Brajbhumi. So he called for Vishwakarma and had Vishwakarma make this another Vrindavan forest. And there was a Govardhan Hill, there was a Jamuna River, there was a Vrindavan forest. And he also made a deity of Krishna. Now Krishna, every day he was going to do different work, just like he's a good husband, he had to go to the office. And so one day he was feeling so much separation from Vrindavan. And he told Rukmini, I have some work to do today, dear, have some demons or something to kill. And Madhu and I, Madhu Manga, will go. We'll be back a little bit late today. And he went to that Navabrindavan forest, not knowing that Radharani, Satyabhama, was also in that forest. So Krishna was going to that forest, and when he went to it, Madhu Manga, he saw that Vishwakarma had made a deity of himself. And when he saw that deity, he became amazed, and he told Madhu, Katama Ranyave Sadharani. Hariniyam Maranga Pratima. This is such a great jungle here. How is it possible this deity came here? And he says, I think that Vishwakarma has done something amazing. And then Krishna looked at that deity. That deity, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. Previously, Srimati Radharani, she'd been Radharani Satyabhama. She'd been given that place to stay by Rukmini Chandravali. And she went there with her girlfriend, companion, named Navabrinda Devi, and they were walking in that forest, and one day they found this deity of Krishna. And Radha Satyabhama became ecstatic. She said, my Pranavallabha Krishna. And Navabrinda Devi said, he's got a hard heart. No, he's my Pranavallabha. No, feel his heart yourself. So Radharani put her hand out and felt the chest of that deity. Oh, it's made out of stone. It's a deity. And then it said that Srimati Radharani was going there every day and worshipping that deity. So this one day, Krishna went there with Madhu Mangal. And he came across that deity, very astonished. Look at this deity. And he said, hey Madhu, look at this. Someone's worshipping this deity. And they're worshipping this deity with great love. Do you see? The tilak is crooked. When they're putting on the tilak, their hands were shaking with love. And you see the chandan on the forehead of the deity. It's smeared from their tears. And then he said, hey, Madhu, listen. Someone's coming. Madhu, take the deity and put the deity in the bushes. So Madhu Mangal did that. And then Krishna, he stood there like the deity. Right? And Srimati Radharani came there with her companion, Navabrinda Devi. And Krishna's standing there, and all of a sudden, he sees Srimati Radharani, and he says, Hanta, Hanta, Katam Saivayam, Me Pranavallabha Radha. It's my Pranavallabha Radha. And when Radharani heard the deity speaking, she became very astonished, And she said, oh, Vishwakarma, he made such a deity. Huh? The deity can speak. I've never heard of a deity that can speak. Is Padmalochan, lotus-eyed Krishna, all right? Is everything auspicious with him? And Krishna said, I maya yantra maya radhika. All illusion of Radharani. Like if you go to Disney World or something, they have these holograms. He thinks that maybe Vishwakarma made some hologram or something of Radharani. Ai maya yantra maya radhika. Illusion of Radha created by some magical spells. Said, everything's okay now. All auspiciousness is with Krishna. Because you're just like Radharani. And now you're here. And when Radharani heard this deity speaking to her like that, she became very shy. And she turned to her companion, Navabinda Devi, Sakipitimavi, Edamkipi, Mahurambaridai. What a wonderful deity that Vishwakarma made. He speaks so sweetly. And in his heart, Krishna was singing, Aho Gandharva, Puranakarino Pi, Maya Gandharva, Natyashipa Pi, Chira Chamatkara Karita. Oh, this magical mirage of Radha is very beautiful. It's reflected so nice in this place. And then at that time, Srimati Radharani began to cry in a very piteous voice. Ai Krishna Padime, O deity of Krishna, Ha Durbhagani, I am very ill-fated. O deity, she said, I'm begging some alms from you. I am feeling acute pangs of separation from Krishna. My dear deity, please appear before me as a living, moving person. And then I'll become happy. Now, Guru Maharaj commented, this is Prema Vaichitya. Four different types of separation, Rupa Goswami describes, and Ujjala and the money. Prema Vaichitya is when the love and the beloved are together, but they're feeling separation. So many things happen. And finally, in the 10th act, everyone is united together. And Rupa Goswami describes union between Radha and Krishna. Finally, Krishna realizes this Satyabhama is actually Radharani, and Radha and Krishna are united. But there, at that time, Krishna, he said to Radharani, Praneshri Radhe, Pratyayasva, Kimata Param Priya Karavani. My dear Radha, please tell me, what can I do to please you? And at that time, Srimati Radharani, she replied, Yate lila pada parimalo dadari vanya parita danyakshoni dila sati bitta maturi maduri bihi tatrasma bischatula pasupi bhava mugdan tantarabi sanditam tam kalaya vadanalasi dinaviraham. She said, O Chatula Chanchala Krishna, all fickle-natured Krishna, I only have one prayer. Please return to Vrindavan. Please come back there. That Vrindavan is still there. It's waiting for you. The jungle is there. The kunjas are there. The peacocks are there. The Jamuna River is there. Giri Govardhan is there. Everything is there. Everyone is there. And everyone is waiting for you. Please come there. Please again, let Braj Leela be manifested. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes Radharani's words to Krishna. Komara charanam braj pura gare uthaya kore chari sabe vamsa pure Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Krishna, if your lotus feet again come to Vrindavan, then all our desires will be fulfilled. Hey Baba, stay Krishna, stay Vrindavan. Jabhi pai tole hoi, bhakti sabura. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Meeting in this way with Krishna and thinking of the Vrindavan atmosphere, Radharani longed to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So that time, Krishna priyate tastu. Krishna said, yes, my beloved, let it be granted. And Srimati Radharani, she said, kadambya, how is it possible? And Krishna didn't say anything. Krishna just looked toward the south, as if he were waiting for someone. And at that time, Gargi, who is the daughter of Gargamuni, she came along with Ekanangsa. Ekanangsa is also known as Subhadra, or Yogamaya. And Yogamaya then told Srimati Radharani, Saki Radhe, Matasam Sayam Kritaha. O Radharani, don't have any doubt. Satiradhe matta sansayam kritaha yato bhavatyaha srimad gokule tatraiva vartante. She said, right now, you're in Vrindavan. She said, you never left Vrindavan. Kintu mayaiva kalakshipartam anyata prapanchitam tadetan manasyanubhayatam krishna pyesa tatsagata eva patiyatam. Don't have any doubt. Even right now, you're in Vrindavan. You never left Vrindavan. Neither one of you ever left. She said, I just did all this to create some kind of something wonderful. This is the most amazing drama the world has ever seen. It puts to shame any mundane dramas of Romeo and Juliet or something. The most amazing thing. Krishna leaves Vrindavan. Radharani commits suicide. How can they be again reunited? Krishna marries Chandravali and takes a vow, a promise, I won't marry anyone else. And then Radha and Krishna meet, thinking that they're not real. And then again they're united. And Rupa Goswami says that you never left. So, there's a deep purport to this. In Jagannath Puri, in Orissa, there are two very unusual deities of Krishna. If you go to Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and I don't think any of us could go inside there, unless you have an Indian body. I have a photo of this deity. It's a very unusual deity inside that temple, like a deity we've never heard of anywhere in India. It's a four-armed deity. Lord Vishnu has four arms, but this is a deity of Krishna. Two of the hands have a Shankara, Chakra and a gada, conch shell and the Sudarshan chakra, and the other two hands he's holding a flute. And this is the deity of Alika Madhav. The description like that is given. So a question arises sometimes, devotees ask, how is it that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radha, but Kaviraj Goswami says that the three desires Krishna had, Shiradaya, Pranaya, Mahima, Kidriso, etc., were fulfilled in Jagannath Puri. And they were not fulfilled in Vrindavan. How do we understand that? To try to understand this matter, we should look to see what is the mood of Radharani. The Garga Samhita says, Radharani describes in Garga Samhita to Krishna, she says, Yatra Vrindavanam nasti, yatra no Govardhan nasti, yatra no Jamuna nadi. I have no manasukh, no happiness with these three things marked. These three things are not found. The Vrindavan forest, the Jamuna River, and the Govardhan Hill. So, Sri Sanatana Goswami, he describes in Brihad Bhagavatamri to the travels of Gopa Kumar. And when Gopa Kumar comes to Dwarka, Narad Muni tells him, you won't be satisfied here, you should go somewhere else. And he tells him, Tasmin Subhadra Balaram Samyutas Tamvaidanodham Purushottamo Bhajat Chakre Sagovardhana Brinda Katari Kalinda Jatira Bhuvi Swayamayam. He said, you're not going to find what you want here, but not far from here in the spiritual world. There's another place, and that place is Jagannath Puri. Tasmin Subhadra Balaram Samyutam Tambhayavinodam Purushottama Bhujet. Jagannath Puri, where Subhadra, Jagannath, and Balaram live. And in that place, you'll find three things. Chakresa Govardhana Brinda Katavi Kalinda Jatira. You'll find Govardhan Hill, you'll find the Vrindavan Forest, and you'll find the Jamuna River. Similarly, Purusha Bodhani Shruti, the Atharva Veda, describes Yata Bhagavi Jamuna, Govardhana Ratna Samasana, Bhimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Chandiha, Sadosa Gopiha. Says that the Bhargavi River, which goes around the outside of Jagannath Puri, that's non-different from the Jamuna. And it says that the Govardhana Ratna, the Govardhan Hill, is non-different from the Ratna Singhasana, or the asana that Lord Jagannath sits on. That asana is said to consist of thousands and thousands of Shalagram Shilas. It's a Ratna Singhasana. It's none different from Govardhan Hill. So then you may say, where are the gopis? We want gopis. Prabhupada, in one conversation with the editors of BTG, they asked me, they said, Prabhupada, in Back to Godhead magazine, should we speak about Radha and Krishna and the gopis? And Prabhupada said, no. That's a very confidential thing. And then Prabhupada paused for a moment. He said, but don't boycott the gopis. We also want the gopis. Something should be there sometimes. So we don't want to boycott the gopis. Where are the gopis in Jagannath Puri? Bhimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Gopyaha. There are 16 different chandis in Jagannath Puri, headed by goddess Bhimala Devi. And those 16 chandis are none different from the 16 gopis of Braj. Who are the 16 gopis of Braj? The Astasakis and the Astamanjaris. According to the Gorgavinda Smarana Archana Padidi by Dhyan Chandra Goswami, Krishna, he's, as you may know, he's Purna, complete in Dwarka, Purnatara, more complete in Mathura, and Purnatam, most complete in Braj. And he says, in this regard, he has 14 Shaktis in Dwarka, he has 15 Shaktis in Mathura, and he has 16 Shaktis in Braj. So he also has 16 Shaktis in Jagannath Puri, because this place is Gupta Vrindavan. The Vaishnava Tantra states, Mathura Dwaraka Lila Yakuroti Chagukale Nilasalastita Krishna Sta Eva Rachati Prabhu. Whatever pastimes take place in Mathura, in Braj, in Dwarka, in Gokul, Bhumi Vrindavan, all those pastimes take place in Jagannath Puri. All the pastimes are Purnatara and Purnatama, because he's Purnatama in Jagannath Puri. Srila Prabhupada says a similar thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He writes, Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and Vrindavan Dham are considered to be identical. But Jagannath Puri Dham is Gupta Vrindavan. It's Vrindavan, but it's not Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, he had a great problem. He wanted to relish union. He wanted to taste Radha Bhav, but he couldn't do it. Because when he went to that place, he went to Imli Tal, his Gauravarna disappeared. And he became Sham Sundar. He became blackish. For him to taste Radha Bhav, he had to leave. And where did he go? He went to Jagannath Puri. And there in Jagannath Puri, he was able to do that. But he had a quandary. The only way that he could taste Radha Bhav is in Vrindavan. But he couldn't be in Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, his Sham Varna would come back. And then his Vamsi and his peacock feather. And he wouldn't be able to taste Radha Bhav. So two opposites had to take place. He had to be in Vrindavan because he can't taste Radha Bhav outside of Vrindavan. And it had to not be Vrindavan. It had to be something separate from Vrindavan so that he could taste Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav, her ecstatic feelings of separation. So he went to Jagannath Puri, which is two opposites. It's Gupta Vrindavan, Vrindavan. But it's not Vrindavan. It's Jagannath Puri. There's no... You don't see Govardhan Hill in a big way in Jagannath Puri. There's no sign, Radhakund this way, Vamsivad over here. There's the ocean there, and it's very humid in that place. It rains an awful lot. And in Vrindavan, it's another kind of thing. But it is Vrindavan. It's a compartment of Vrindavan with this separation. Raja Bhagavan Bhajesitaniyas Tadhama Vrindavanam. Vrindavan is our goal, but that Vrindavan manifests in different compartments. In Braj, is a compartment of union. It's Madhurja Moya Leela in Vrindavan. And in Navadvip, Vrindavan is also manifested. It's Odarja Moya Leela. It's a place of great mercy and kindness. And Jagannath Puri Dham, Sanatana Goswami says, Shri Krishna Deva Shisada Priyam Tat Ketram Yatashri Matura Tataiva Taparamaishvarya Bara Prakasha Lokan Visari Devahara Ramyam. In that place you'll find three things. Taparamaishvarya, you'll find great opulence. It's the Sri Mandir, where Lakshmi Devi is worshipping Krishna, where Krishna's been kidnapped by organized religion. And Ratha Yatra means we want to rescue God from organized religion and bring him back to Vrindavan in our heart. There's some tension there. There's great opulence in that place. But there's also great munificence, great kindness and mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saved Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya there. He saved Maharaj Prataparudra. It's a place of great mercy. He's known as Patit Pavan. Jagannath is known as Patit Pavan there. And it's also a place of great sweetness. Iti Ramyam. Sanatana Goswami says, there's also sweetness in that place. And our research spiritual master said that in Jagannath Puri, the opulence is covering the sweetness. In other places, we say that Aishvarya Priti Sankuchita. Opulence covers the love. It makes it shrunken, like Arjuna. When Arjuna saw Krishna's universal form, he became afraid and started praying, Deva, Deva, Jagatpate, oh, maybe I made a mistake, please forgive me. But in Jagannath Puri, when the residents, they see Krishna, they don't become overwhelmed with feelings of awe and reverence. It's the mood of Kurukshetra. And when the gopis see Krishna there, what do the gopis tell him? Ahushchate nalina nava padara vindam yogeshwarai ridi vichinja magara bhorai samsara kupa patitotara nava lambam geham jusam apimanas yudiyat sadanaha. They spoke to him, oh, Bhagavan, your God, your Yogeshwar, the Lord of all the yogis, please be merciful, we're very fallen. How do we understand this? The gopis are speaking to Krishna, your God, your Bhagavan. This is Parokshavad. They're speaking in a double way. It's something like, if your son, your daughter, she becomes the CEO of Microsoft Computers, and then you go to see her some years later, and you say, well, you still remember your mother and father? Do you still remember the village where you came from? So the gopis are going to Krishna and saying, oh, Krishna, excuse, we heard you become Bhagavan. Oh, our pranams, you're such a big person now. Do you still remember the ladies of the village of Vrindavan? It doesn't make their feelings shrunken. Rather, it increases it. This is the nature of Jagannath Puri Dham. It doesn't make love shrunken, the separation. It increases the feelings. When the opulence is there, of Jagannath, the devotees, it increases their feelings. We want to take you away from this. We want to take you away from this organized religion. We want to bring you back to Vrindavan in our heart. There's a great tension there. A wonderful kind of ecstasy. So this is Nava Vrindavan. This is the conception of Rupa Goswami that he gives in Lalita Madhava. And it's not that the Nava Vrindavan that he's describing is a geographical place. Devotees always ask this question. It's not an historical place. He's not speaking about history. He's not speaking about geography. He's speaking about bhav, about feelings. And this is the topmost reality. This reality surpasses geography and history. It's the reality of loving emotions. And those same emotions that he expresses in Lalita Madhava about Nava Vrindavan, that's the emotions which are found in Vipralamba Ketra, Jagannath Puri Dham. So we'll stop there. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Premanande Vamsha Kavaguru Vishnu Sindhu Deva Chandra. Tikshu, would you want to add anything? Same mom? Sarvadashi Prabhu. Should we do bhajan for another couple of minutes?
Yeah. Come on.
Hare Rama.
Hare 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 Hare
Tata Nityananda Prabhu Ki
Jai.
We didn't ask for questions. Anybody has any questions? Usually we spend about a week. This is our general Puri Katha. And we spend about a week just building up to this so everybody can understand it. I don't know. But we see a lot of God brothers and God sisters here.
Morning over here. We must see the program for the next day.
Okay. So he's the temple president, right?
Yeah. GBC.